pastor, and we had we didn't have a religious upbringing. We had a very cultural upbringing. So we celebrated all the holidays. We knew all the stories. We went to the YMHA in Snowden. So we absolutely had Jewishness in our house. We weren't religious. Did we believe in God? Absolutely. Every night my mom would say, "And God bless." That was that was the extent of it. I went to Vanier in Saint Laurent, and there I met Ron. The second year, I think. I can't even remember. But all I know is out of 6 classes, he was in 3 of them. And it's like, and so began a friendship that eventually morphed, obviously. And when Ron was in his last year of McGill, we were married. A Jewish ceremony downtown at the hotel right beside McGill. I don't know what it's called today. And we went on our honeymoon. We had a great honeymoon, and we came back. And as we usually did, we lived in the city, and our friends lived in Chamonix. We had no car. Ron was a student. I had just been working a year or so. And they would come into the city and pick us up and take us into Laval. On every Saturday night. And what do we do on Saturday nights? Of course, we watch the hockey game. Not anymore, because last night was the last game. So we will not be watching that anymore. But that's what we did. Every Saturday, they would pick us up. So when we were home about a week, of course, I came in, and there's no hockey game, but we went to our friend's home. And the moment we walked into their house, they kind of separated us. So I went into a room with Jerry, my girlfriend, and Ron went into the living room with George, his friend of many, many years. Now, I'll back you up just a little bit. In April, they were married in April. We were married in September. Just before they got married, Jerry is Jewish, George is Greek. Her Jewish sister had come home with a Bible in her hand saying that she was now born again. And her parents were quite concerned, wanted to know what was going on, wanted to meet the people that she claimed led her to Christ. And they had a meeting. And praise God, they left born again as well. So, it's, you know, when the truth is presented, it's kind of hard not to see it. That made our friends quite concerned. Like, these are her parents who had been married at the time, I guess, for 30 years. And all of a sudden, they're taking their Bibles, they're going to church, and they're preaching at them. Anyway, we came back from our honeymoon. This was in April. We came back from our honeymoon in September, and we went to their home. And as I said, we were separated. And Jerry sat down and said, "I have something to tell you." And she went on to say how she, too, had accepted the Lord into her life. Now, Jerry is Jewish, and so are her parents. And I'm sitting there shaking my head, like, whatever. And we go back into the living room, and I see my husband of 12 days, on his knees asking the Lord into his life. Yeah, I can't even begin to tell you. I was ready to have the marriage annulled. I mean, it was only 12 days. I didn't have to go on with this. Like, what was happening? Anyway, so this was in September, and the hockey season starts. Every Saturday, they would come to our little basement apartment because Ron was still in school, and we would watch the hockey game. I would watch the hockey game. And the three of them would be Bible pounding, literally. Look what it says. Look what it says. It got to the point where, you know, they would phone and I'd go, "Hello." They'd go, "Well, praise the Lord. And how are you today?" I said, "That's it." I said, "Toronto, I don't care how long you've been friends with them. It's going to stop. This is ridiculous." So they kind of backed away. However, they were going to a Bible study. We had no car. So I either stayed home by myself or I had to go to the Bible study. So I started to go to the Bible study. At least I saw people. And they were doing Genesis. Now, I did believe in God, so that wasn't an issue. The issue was who God was. So as I listened to this Bible study over many years, they did present you could see God everywhere you went. And I couldn't argue with that. You can. I mean, the trees didn't just populate because they walked out of the rivers. We don't have a beautiful sky. We don't have rain just because. So it was very interesting to me that I really started to think of who is God and what did he do? Anyway, this went on for many months, and we're in August now. Now, we used to go camping in upstate New York near Plattsburgh, the six of us, Jerry's parents, George and Jerry and Ron and I. And this one weekend, it was just four of us, George and Jerry, and Jerry's parents and Ron and I. And for most of you will not remember this because it was so long ago, but back then they had a fad. It was a diet fad. It was a protein, a liquid protein diet. So all you did was drink this horrible, chalky liquid protein. That's all you could have. Going camping when you can smell the barbecues going was really not the time to try it, but we were going to do this. Anyway, Saturday night we were sitting in the trailer and we were talking and you could smell all these great smells of the dinners and we, the four of us, are on this wonderful protein diet. And we started speaking. I started asking questions. And every question I had was answered. And I have to remember, Ron had been a believer maybe about a year, and Ross and Bill maybe a year and a half. So really new believers. So I'm thinking they don't know anything, but they knew everything because every question I had was answered. And finally, it's about probably 12 o'clock at night. It had been going on for several hours. I was asked, what don't you believe of what we said? So I believed that Jesus is the Son of God. I believed that he died for our sins. And I believed that he rose after 3 days. What I couldn't get my head around was that he actually died for me and my sins, because I wasn't a sinful person. I mean, we had just gotten married and, you know, I had a whole life ahead of me. I wasn't a murderer. I wasn't on drugs. I didn't drink. So I was really a good person. I really didn't need this Jesus. Finally, at 12 o'clock, we said, that's it. We're done. We were hungry. We were starved, actually. We weren't hungry. So we went into town at 12 o'clock at night. Not 12 o'clock at night in camping country. It's mostly very quiet. But we went onto the highway, got off the highway. When you get off the highway, there was a stoplight. No traffic, but a stoplight. So you had to stop. And just as we're coming to a stop, the light changed. Now, half an hour before, when I was asked why what didn't I believe? What did I need to believe in? I said, I wanted a sign. I needed a sign that God was who he said he was. I'm very tangible. I have to see things. I have to believe it. I know there's air. Yeah, I get that. But I need to know. I need to see. So here we are. We stop at this stoplight. And just as we get there, a car zooms out of nowhere and stops in front of us. Now, there's only two cars on the whole highway. I don't know where he's zooming to. And all of a sudden, I hear Bill say, take a look at that bumper sticker. Now, I'm in the back seat, and I leaned forward, and there on the bumper sticker, it said, give Jesus a chance. Now, 20 minutes before, I said I wanted a sign. And I sat in the back, and it was dark, and I was shaking, because I was now terrified. But I wasn't going to say anything. Like, oh, that's nice, I said. I know we went to Hustling Tea. I can't tell you what I ate because I was just shaken to the core. Give Jesus a chance. And I still wouldn't give him a chance. And that was Saturday night. And on Monday morning in our house, when we had gotten back, I did finally ask the Lord into my life. It was obviously life-changing. Now, I'm just giving you a very small version of it. Back then as well, I forgot to tell you this part, there was a commercial for a deodorant. And you saw people walking around with these domes of protection over their head. And so that became our catchphrase. Were you under the dome of protection? I thought it was a joke. But now I really was under the dome of protection. And we were all under the dome of protection. It was the protection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now back then, obviously, I knew nothing. It was a long time ago, and I'm very pleased to say I know a little bit more. Have I arrived? No, of course not. We never all arrive. But the Lord has been very faithful. We have been married, oh my gosh, for a long time. It'll be 40. Thank you. I'm looking to say how long we've been married for. We'll be 42 years. He's wrong. He said 41. I think we've been married for whatever, 40 odd years. The Lord blessed us with 3 sons, 5 grandchildren, and praise God, 3 of them are girls. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That was wonderful. We do have, so 2 of our children are married. One lives in Toronto, one is in Ottawa, and we have a companion for life. One of our boys, we have our first child, and then our second 2 are twins, and one of them is developmentally handicapped. So he is our companion for life and loves his nieces and nephews. So the Lord has been very good, and I'm not going to bore you with 40 years' worth of testimony, but if anyone has any questions, please, I'll be very glad to answer. Thank you.